As invited guests, we attended the meeting at Harare Central Police Station. In the meeting, the dispo for Harare District, dispo Saonyama was chairing the meeting. And I went to the meeting in the company of Lennon, who is from Yard, Mitsi Dumba, who is from Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, and Reverend Daira, who is also from Zimbabwe Activist Alliance.
So what was the outcome of the meeting?
The meeting had no outcome, and the meeting was never supposed to come with an outcome because the laws of Zimbabwe say we must just notify the police. So we notified the police. That is the reason why they invited us for a meeting. That was done. It can never be erased. We notified the police. The meeting itself, there was a lot of harassment that was going on in the meeting with the dispo, Mr. Saonyama, asking a lot of questions that were irrelevant to the purpose of the meeting, which you also don't really know the purpose, because there was no agenda for the meeting. We just attended. So there was no outcome vis-a-vis, are we being allowed to march or are we not being allowed to march? Constitutional section number 59 of our Zimbabwe Constitution allows any Zimbabwean to demonstrate for any grievances or any praises or any issues that they have, as long as their demonstration is going to be peaceful.
So what is the way forward for you? Are you going ahead with the march?
Yeah, this meeting, all it did was to waste our time. We are following the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 59. We have notified the police. They can never say we did not notify them. We had a meeting with them. We are going ahead with the march as peace-loving Zimbabweans, and we are inviting all Zimbabweans to participate in this march. It's a march to demonstrate our love for Zimbabwe. So we are encouraging all Zimbabweans who have the same feeling that we just want to show that we love Zimbabwe to attend this meeting. So definitely the meeting is going ahead.